It was great to have Steve at practice today. I'm sure you noticed that he was here. He gave an excellent address to the football team earlier today. And, you know, I think the players, they've already felt his level of commitment to this organization, this community. And he gave an outstanding speech to the players, and it was great to have him here.
Joe, in the race for fourth wide receiver or fourth and fifth, does anybody have a lead on anybody? I mean, Timms, McNutt, Bumpus, any
other? No, I wouldn't say at this point in time, Chris. Nothing's obviously been established. Luckily, we have a lot more opportunity, game opportunities, and practice opportunities for these guys to separate, and we'll certainly give them those chances.
What does one of them have to do to emerge and separate?
Well, yeah, again, I don't want to make it sound too simple, but one of the things we want to see in both the practice environment and in the game is, you know, making plays, stepping up and making plays in the passing game, show an ability to get open, separate, catch the football consistently, block in the running game. Those are the things we really want to see.
In terms of Dallas Thomas, the struggles against Dallas, mm-hmm. How do you address that? Is it just a rookie working off the rust? Is it a guy?
No, you got to work on his technique and his fundamentals. That's the only way to really solve the problem. One of the issues was the other player was getting his hands inside sooner than he was and pushing him back, because he had established leverage. So we got to continually work on his leverage, his punch, the timing of his punch, his feet. You know, there's a lot of things that go into pass protection. And, you know, we just got to continue to work on it.
Can you give us a general idea how much the starters will play Friday?
We're having sure. We'll find out tomorrow. We meet on play time, and we'll, you know, take a look at that. But probably a hair more than they did. I'm confident that we'll be prepared to play the game, absolutely. I'm confident that we will be ready to play the game.
Mike Wallace said he expects to play Friday. Would you agree? And how did he kind of look?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We haven't made any final decision on who's playing, how many snaps, but we will determine that. And we will have a plan.
How did he look today?
Yeah, he looked okay. I mean, you know, again, we're going to watch the tape. We're going to take a look at it. We'll evaluate it and see how we go from there.
What was it like to see him finally deliver big play for
Tannehill and 11-11? Yeah, you know, it's good sound football play. It looked like it was a good route, good timing on the play. Protection was good. Like anything else, there's usually a lot more than just a quarterback throwing a ball to a receiver. There's got to be the right landmark, the right timing, the right protection, and the right, you know, velocity on the ball, air under the ball. All those things have a factor. You know, it looked like a good play.
Joe, have you talked about how you measure maybe thumping guys a little bit more, maybe hitting a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a tackling period every single day. We've had some live tackling here on the practice field with our guys. You know, we're going to have 5 preseason games where we'll have roughly 350 snaps of defense. So we'll take a look at it. Obviously, nobody in the building and the organization is happy with the way we tackled, starting with me. And, you know, but we've addressed it, we've drilled it already, and we will continue to do so.
What's the number one area, Joe, where you want to see improvement
in
the first game of the second?
Fast start.
Have you settled on Josh Samuda as the starting right guard for now, or is Lance Lewis still kind of?
We're not settled on it. We're really not settled on anything there at all, Chris. But you know, we like what Josh has done. We like the way he plays the game. I like the way he practices. Yeah. No, I don't think that's too much. You know, that's, 18, 19 a game, something like that. My math's about right. I don't think that's too much.
Do you think that those carries actually lead to more productivity?
Potentially. You know, it depends who it is, Adam. You know, I think there's evidence that can be the case.
What do you think of the job Dan Carpenter did? Field goals, extra points, kickoffs?
In the game the other day? Yeah, very good. Yeah. Winning performance. Absolutely.